Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called What Moses Says as He Looks at the Promised Land, and it's covering Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 49. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://Bible in smaller chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. I felt led to write this for people in our busy world. In doing this, I'm always mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, where it says not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So I had to pray a lot, or I felt reconciled with this. And the answer that the Lord had on my heart is, I'm not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages. Although He has shown me different ways to add to understanding the meaning of the passages, I'm not to change the meaning of the passages. This is done primarily with King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. In addition, at times I will use BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. The Lord also had it on my heart to put this in a table format, but that doesn't affect you. It reads exactly the same. But so when I say this to you, it's going to be word for word, possibly more words than the internet version has. But the thing is Lord had it on my heart to put in a table format. So if you get on there, hopefully you find that beneficial. Also, He had it on my heart to not put in repetitive text unless it adds new meaning or it's done for emphasis. And taking out the repetitive portion when it doesn't, alters the verse numbering. So I don't tell you this is verse 12, this is verse 13, this is verse 14. I do like I did this today. I tell you the Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible, it's the fourth chapter, and it covers verses 1 through 49. And so that you know, the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to include will be within this. Also, there's times where I condense, combine, and compress similar words or add potential information to add clarity that might add clarity or background information. Like sometimes it's difficult to tell who's speaking and who's being spoken to in a passage. It'll say He spoke to him. So when I think it might be confusing, I might put within brackets who's speaking or who's being spoken to. And then, so that's an example of a way that there's a change, but it didn't change the meaning. It enhanced the understanding of the meaning. Are times where something's referring to something that happened in a previous chapter or previous book of the Bible, and sometimes I will either paraphrase it briefly or I will include a Bible passage that I'll help you have that background information, so it makes it easier to understand what they're speaking about. If I get to a portion where it's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, there's an asterisk, it's foretelling of a future event, and then sometimes I'm able to summarize it briefly after the passage, but sometimes I'm not. Or sometimes it's too far reaching of the ramifications from that. And Jesus's words will be in red. Of course, you can't see that, but I will tell you. What Moses says is he looks at the promised land. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 49. Excuse me. Now listen, O Israel, to the statutes and judgments. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the things that I think are more significant, I put within brackets, I'm going to put it all within brackets, the things I told you about, like putting, I didn't tell you, putting more current terms, putting who's speaking and spoken to, put all of that within brackets, but I don't tell you about the brackets, I just read it. But when I think it's more significant, like the things I add to help make, to potentially clarify things or add to your understanding, those are within brackets. And on the internet, it's a different color font to draw attention to it. But here, I will just say within brackets, it says. Okay, now I'm going to start again. I apologize. Now listen, O Israel, to the statutes and judgments I teach you and do them, so you might live and go in to possess the land that your God, the Lord God of your forefathers, gives to you. You shall not add to or take away from the words I command you, so you may keep the commandment of the Lord your God. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. That's a false god. That's within brackets and it's a different font, just because maybe not everybody knows that's a false god. For the Lord your God destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal Peor. That every one of you who clung to the Lord your God are alive today. Look, as the Lord my God commanded me, I have taught you the statutes and judgments, so you do them in the land where you go in to possess it. Therefore, keep and do them. For the sight of the nations, they will see your wisdom. For in the sight of the nations, they will see your wisdom and understanding when they hear these statutes and say, surely this great nation has a wise and understanding people. Is there any other nation so great who has God very close to them like the Lord our God is close when we call upon him for anything? Is there any other nation so great that has statutes and judgments as righteous as the law but I put before you today? That I put before you today. But pay attention to keep your soul diligently focused, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen and they depart from your heart the rest of your life. Instead, teach them to your sons and your sons' sons, and I have within brackets grandsons, especially the day you stood before the Lord your God at Mount Horeb, and I also have within brackets, also known as Mount Sinai. The Lord said to me, gather the people to me to hear my words, so they may learn to fear and respect me all the days they live on the earth, and so they may teach their children. The Lord God declared to you his covenant contract that he commanded you to do, including the contract is another word term for the covenant, because he made it like a contract with them, so I have that within brackets. I don't usually tell you, but I did this time. He commanded you to do, including the Ten Commandments he wrote on two stone tablets. At that time, the Lord commanded me to teach you statutes and judgments so you might do them in the land that you are going over to possess. Therefore, you need to pay close attention because you didn't see the Lord's shape when he spoke to you out of the midst of the fire at Horeb, also known as Mount Sinai. Lest you corrupt yourselves and make yourselves a carved image, the shape of anything, male or female, or the likeness of any animal on the earth, any winged bird that flies in the air, anything that creeps on the ground, any fish in the water beneath the earth. And aside, I have within brackets, idol. The carved image is talking about, they make an idol of any of these shapes. Lest you lift your eyes up to heaven, and when you see the sun, moon, stars, and constellations, and be led astray to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has provided for all the people under the heavens. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of Egypt from iron furnace to be to him a people of inheritance, as you are today. Also, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes and swore that I shouldn't go over the Jordan River and go into the good land that the Lord has given you for an inheritance. But I must die in this land, and I must not go over Jordan, but shall go over and possess, but you shall go over and possess that good land. You pay attention lest you forget the covenant contract of the Lord your God that he made with you and made a carp and make a carved image or the likeness of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord is a consuming fire and a jealous God. And I have within brackets, not wanting you unfaithful by worshiping false gods. When you have children and grandchildren have remained in the land a long time and corrupt yourselves and make carved images or the likeness of anything and do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to be witnesses against you this day, so that you will totally perish quickly from the land where you go over Jordan to possess. You shall not extend your time upon it, but shall be totally destroyed. The Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be few in number among the heathen, where the Lord shall lead you. You shall serve their gods there, the work of men's hands, of wood and stone, which don't see, hear, eat, or smell. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you shall find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When all these things have come upon you and you are troubled in despair, and you turn to the Lord your God in the latter days, and you're obedient to his voice, for the Lord God is merciful God, he will not abandon you, destroy you, or forget the covenant contract of your forefathers that God swore to them. Ask now about former times before your time, since the day of God created man upon the earth. Ask from one side of heaven to the other whether anything as great as this has ever been reported. Have people ever heard the voice of God speaking out in the midst of a fire like you heard and lived? Or has God decided to take a nation, which is Israel, from the midst of another nation, which was Egypt, by trials, by miraculous signs and wonders, by war and a mighty and an outstretched arm and great terrors, as the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? It was shown to you so you might know that the Lord is God, there is no other. From heaven, God made you hear his voice so he might instruct you. On earth he showed you his great fire and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. Because God loved your forefathers, he chose their descendants and brought you out of Egypt. Brought you out of Egypt in his sight with his mighty power in order to drive out before you bigger and stronger nations than you and to give you their land for an inheritance as it is today. Remember this day and consider it in your heart that the Lord is God in heaven above and upon earth there is no other. Therefore you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I have commanded you this day, so it goes well for you and your children after you, so you may prolong your life upon the earth that the Lord God has given you forever. Then Moses set apart three cities on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise, so that the person who accidentally, this is within brackets because I explained it, it's a city of refuge. So the person who accidentally killed someone and didn't hate him in the past could flee to one of these cities so he might live. These cities were Bezer in the wilderness in the plain country of the Reubenites, Ramoth in Gilead, and Golan in Bashan of the Manassites. This is the law that Moses put before the children, which is the people of Israel. These are the testimonies, statutes, and judgments that that Moses spoke to the children, which is the people of Israel, after they came out of Egypt on this side of the Jordan in the valley near Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, the Amorite king, that Moses and the Israelites defeated. After they came out of Egypt, the Israelites possessed this land in the land of Og, Bashan's king. They were two of the Amorites' kings that were on this side of the Jordan River toward the sunrise from Aurora by the bank of the Ammon River to Mount Sihon, also known as Hermon, and all the plain on this side of Jordan eastward to the Dead Sea below the springs of Pisgah. The next podcast will be called Reviewing the Ten Commandments, and that covers Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 through 33. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.